Come on, let's go.
Hurry up.
I was grabbing a beer.
Welcome to Porch Talk, the podcast where some 20-somethings talk about their life, talk about your life, help you figure out yours as we figure out ours along the way. I'm Eric.
Ezra, Brockwood Elementary, class of 06, valedictorian.
Morgan, not a regular mom, I'm a cat mom.
We're back. Morgan is back. She's corporate Morgan now, has a real job again, and as you can see, is already getting ready for bed at 6 o'clock on a Monday, so.
Change. Yeah, that's crazy. 6 o'clock on a Monday used to be like nap time for her to go out at 10 p.m. Times have changed.
The kids are exhausting.
Morgan working with kids. Who would have thunk it? Again.
I'll tell you right now, Kim Candidis did not think this day would ever come again.
They're autistic, too.
Oh, you was talking about the keys. I thought you was talking about Cam. I said, God damn, Brian, you going to take that?
Jesus. We got a hell of a week, hell of a rundown, so let's just jump right into it. First things first, I do not have access to my phone right now, so can someone please remind me of what the actual photo said in the promposal that went viral?
Ooh.
Let me tell you, because I seen it just like the other day, for real. Promposal. I know I'm not cotton, but will you pick me for prom? White boy to black girl. It is white boy to black girl, right? That was not hers to him.
Okay. Yeah, I would assume so.
She looked like the type of black girl to date white men, if I'm being honest.
So the question gets down to it is like, if this is how your daughter gets asked to prom, like, is she even gonna be allowed to go to prom with this kid? Can this kid even come to your house or even near it again? Like,
I'm not gonna
if I saw
a white boy walking up to my house with that sign, I'd be like, nigga, are you stupid? Like, the fuck you think this is? And it's got cotton, like, around the edges of the sign. Like, it's actually crazy. And she in the picture smiling, boy. She happy. She won the lottery with this white man.
Right. The fact that she's smiling at it and doesn't see anything wrong tells me that her parents probably will allow it.
Yeah, her parents, she got the type of parents who might think this shit is funny too. I'm just like, I'm at awe in like the audacity, I don't even know a stronger word than audacity to describe this, because like, you can't, like, this wasn't done in the cafeteria at school. And this girl is clearly all black. You came to a black household with this black cotton picking sign, and it worked. That's the worst part. Shorty said yes.
All right, let me put a spin zone on this. Only way you think this could get by, do we think she's adopted and has white parents also? Just a thought.
I don't think she's adopted with white parents. I can't say one way or another. I do think she probably live in one of them like towns where like she probably like one of the few black people. So this shit, she might be like kind of numb to or whatever. If I just guess, she probably from like rural north, where like they don't take racism as serious up there.
She could be from Loudoun County.
She could be.
Because do you fear like if you're like, no, you can't go, it's gonna cause a bigger issue of like, but daddy, I love him. That kind of bullshit, and you get a whole resentment when you're trying to protect her from like clear racism. Right now,
I'll tell you what loving your little high school white prom date can't stop you from. Getting the fucking beating. Get your ass inside, shorty. What the hell? Did we not raise you with some sense?
Yeah.
No, that's bad. Yeah, what's even crazier is these are kids. So I'm not here to talk about anybody's kids disrespectfully. But what's even crazier is like, this don't even look like the type of boy to date like her. Like, I feel like what this white boy looks like, that's the type of white boy I feel like you see with like light-skinned black girls generally. curly haired girls, things like that. There's a lot wrong in his image. Something not right here.
This is a guy Morgan would have dated in high school.
Yeah, that's someone who would have been attracted to the Morgans of the world.
But my boyfriend was black in high school.
Okay, I didn't say you were dating him. I said that he would have tried to date you.
No, white guys didn't even like me in high school.
Yeah, but that was like that was an attraction. That was attitude. That was like lying factor. You just wasn't cool. Like, come on, man.
We call whatever. It a spade. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. The thing is when you do a promposal, it's not like something that you just do and then you like go right to the person. It's like thought out. You go to your friends. Like, he went to his friends and was like, is this good? And they were all like, oh yeah, that's hilarious. She's gonna love it. Which is the worst
part. I was about to say, somebody found this funny. That's the worst part. Because I don't know if niggas are like, oh, this is a good idea. This is going to swoon her. Yeah. Somebody was like, yeah, this shit going to be funny. She's a joke somewhere in some friend group, for sure. And she don't even know it.
What do you think this kid is thinking as he's... Because he had to glue all those cotton balls on there. One by one.
I'm telling
just
you right now.
Doing it like, this is going to be a hit, dude.
Yeah, I'll say it. He said, it's a hit. I got her ass.
No, crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like, I think I sent that on Thursday. Like, it was pretty soon after we recorded, or like I was posting stuff, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's insane. What the hell? Oh, we already seen it. Oh, just the visual.
Yeah, just so everyone can see.
Yeah, he do not look like there's something's wrong with this. I gotta see a different picture of her. I need to see their prom pictures. That's what I need to see.
I mean, who knows if she was even allowed to go.
If they went prom king and queen, I know this was a setup. This is somebody's evil joke, and they are getting laughs out of this, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to look, do some research after this, see if anything popped up, anything of, because it was going viral, so who knows.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic, are rom-coms original? I mean, clearly there has to be one. But what are you getting at?
I think rom drums maybe, rom coms no chance. Like there are better rom drums than rom coms.
What about 10 Ways to Lose a Man?
Nah, I feel like.
What about When Harry Met Sally?
Nah.
What about Twilight?
Sarah Marshall.
What the heck? let's get a pair. Like, think of the rom drums. P.S. I Love You. Like, come on. Pearl Harbor. Come on. 7 Pounds. Like, the real rom drums like hit. The rom coms is like, I don't know, man. And I feel like they're all the same movie. Like, you could watch one, and then, like, the next one you see 2 weeks later is pretty much the exact same movie. There's no real plot. Like, the same shit happened.
That's the greatest thing about rom coms. You just know it's going to end happily.
Nah, I think I'm off rom coms. I'm only on rom drums from this point forward. I'm sick of wasting my time with rom coms. Every time I watch one, I'm like, you know what? There might be a twist at the end. There might be a twist at the end. And you know what they do? Ah, shit. You know what they've been doing lately? They've been twisting to then come back to their original ending. So they just added 15 extra minutes to the movie. I'm like, nope. I'm not getting got anymore.
So you don't think Upgraded was original?
Not really. Upgraded was good. It was silent. I got some giggles out of it. I thought it was cute. But like, there was nothing really original about that genre.
Well, I've never really been into rom-coms, rom anything anyways.
Yeah, you got to get into the rom drums.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. Crazy Stupid Love, Harry Met Sally, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, 10 Things I Hate About You, Crazy Rich Asians, Pretty
Ooh,
Woman.
Crazy Rich Asians was original.
People what about like 500 that. Days that of Summer? Trash. But 500 Days of Summer, I wouldn't even say it's a rom-com. That might be a rom-drum.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's probably closer to rom drum.
Crazy Rich like Asians made me cry.
Drum.
Yeah, that's lame. That shit was trash.
Balling my eyes
40-year-old virgin?
Nah.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Mm-mm. 13 going on 30.
Yeah, just none of those was good, man. Let's just push everybody in the directions of rom drums. Hopefully they'll start making more rom drums. And then maybe to then re-break the market, we'll get original rom-coms again.
So what do you think would be original? Like, is your whole beef, like, they meet somehow, they kind of hit it off, something bad happens, and they come back around?
Yeah, happy ending? That's the whole thing. Like, that's the plot of every rom-com. I feel like you could make a better... The only rom-com that I can say didn't really follow that plot was probably Think Like a Man. And that's just because there were so many different roms at the same time going on. But it still even loosely followed that plot. Like, they met, there was beef in the middle, they settled it out, and did good. Like, nah, I need something different.
So even, like, let's say, like, Love Actually has a bunch of different stories, like a Valentine's Day where they have a bunch of different stories. Like, those are kind of original. They still follow usually the same ebbs and flows, but they also weave together, which kind of works.
The originality is the weaving it together, but outside of that, it's like, not really original enough. I need something groundbreaking. Give me something different. Give me romance comedy that I haven't seen before 15 times. That's all I'm asking.
All right, but so these rom-droms that you're a big fan of, like, what do you not like the happy ending of it, or do you just like that it's a different kind of story?
Some of them got happy endings. They're just like, some of them have endings. I don't know how happy they are, but, like, they're just great stories. 7 Pounds might be the greatest love story ever told, if we're not taking account for Pearl Harbor. Maybe the greatest love story ever told. P.S. I Love You? Great. So I think there's a point of, you got to add some seriousness and some urgency to the storyline with a little bit of trauma. A little bit of trauma needs to be in there.
Definitely trauma needs to be in it.
Mm-hmm. Nobody saw Will Smith, spoiler alert, killing himself to give his heart to that lady? Like, come on. That's crazy. We just thought he was going to fall in love with this bitch.
Wow. So I've never seen the movie. But
spoilers, dude.
Yeah, like, how come I get yelled at anytime I do a spoiler? No.
You spoiled something that was in theaters still. I'm spoiling something from 15 years
just
ago.
Out. She was, like, posting about it. Yo, we're talking about a 2008 fucking movie. Spoilers alert. My bad. I was 20 years old, dude.
But damn, now you need to go see that shit. That shit goes crazy.
Yeah, I've never even heard about it. But definitely.
Have you seen Pride and Prejudice?
No.
Pride and Prejudice is solid.
I always, just hated that movie.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I haven't seen that. I'm not going to lie. You can make an argument that, like, I Am Legend might be a rom-drom, loosely.
Maybe.
With his,
how do you
dog?
Feel? I was looking up.
Yeah, with the dog. Hey, you got man, love for that right. dog, man. Come on.
Do you consider You a rom-drom? Because that also popped up
what
here.
What is
Ooh,
you,
I ain't never
show?
Seen it.
It is pretty funny.
No, we're talking drama, not comms.
Oh.
Dude, Grey's Anatomy is the longest running rom-drom-com of all time.
The longest running what?
Rom-drom-com medical show?
No way they be Young and the Restless. Ain't no way.
True. Has anybody seen Anyone But You? This new Sydney Sweeney movie. It's supposed to be good or bad.
Oh. I wanted to, but it finally just came out for free.
Yeah, it's on Netflix now.
I was about to say, was that in? I think I was supposed to go watch that in theaters on Valentine's Day. But the Valentine's Day dinner was way too late, as we remember.
Anyone, oh, yeah, shout out.
Yeah, good days.
What's that about? Anyone But You?
It's the classic, you know, people who like aren't supposed to be together, but they're going to lie about it. Yeah. Just a thought. All right. Interesting. I think Harry Met Sally might be pretty original, but who knows? There could be like a 1940s version of something similar. So
probably.
Who knows what the original rom-com really was? This is my favorite, one of my favorite topics, ideas that you've had. I loved every second as soon as I heard it.
What is
Italian food can never be fine dining.
Bro, I was just telling somebody about this unrelated because, you know, I'm going to be in Miami and I was trying to pop in that Carbone and see what it's hitting like. Then I looked at the menu and I was like, get a fucking grip, you dumbass niggas. Here's my take. Italian food could never be fine dining. All of you niggas paying for the name alone, you're stupid. Here's why. When it comes down to pasta, I'm only paying a certain price point for fucking pasta. I'm probably not paying no more than $30 a plate. And here's why. Steak? You go to a steakhouse and it's like, dang, steakhouses, you can get a nice steak for $20. You can get a nice steak for $40. You probably get a real nice steak for $80. There are steaks out there that they can give you reason why this piece of steak costs $200, $300, $400. It's Wagyu. It's American Wagyu. It's Japanese Wagyu. It came from this fucking farm. It's been aged, dry aged this long. There's reasoning behind it. Mm-hmm. You cannot tell me one fucking reason the pasta I had in Little Italy, New York, the pasta I had in Little Italy, Cleveland, everybody got one nice pasta spot. You cannot give me one reason that the pasta there at these authentic pasta spots that's been open since 1904, 1919, I looked them both up. You cannot tell me that they pasta is any more authentic or different. And I paid $28 for a plate of pasta at both of those spots. There's nothing proprietary about pasta. Nigga, it's pasta. The shit is the exact same. If I get spaghetti and meatballs, the pasta dough don't change. The fucking sauce really don't get that much different. This shit, they're ripping niggas off. Like,
you spent how much?
Huh?
You spent how much?
$28 at an authentic spot in Little Italy. That's a plate of pasta. Like, why are we going to Carbone and spending $78 for fucking ravioli? The ravioli, I promise you, don't taste no different. It don't.
What kind of ravioli was it?
Nigga, I don't even fucking know. I ain't even look into it. Ravioli, $78. The spaghetti was like 40 something. Like, I'm not paying those.
It could be
prices.
Lobster ravioli.
Lobster ravioli, $52.
Yeah, not doing that. Get the fuck away from me. I didn't have lobster ravioli for under 30. The lobster did not change. It didn't.
I've had really good Italian food and it was worth the money.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever gone to a really good Italian place and it was like affordable? I'm not going to say cheap, but it was just like regular price?
Probably, yeah. I mean, they're all over New Jersey.
And was that junk? Yeah, Jersey's probably got a ton of good Italian food for probably very affordable.
But when it's more expensive, it's always better.
Better how?
Like the quality and like the portions.
That's what I'm trying to add. I've never been cheated at an Italian spot. I feel like the portion is always crazy. But I guess I'm trying to ask, like, these mom and pop Italian spots that's been around 100, 115 years that's serving pasta for $25, $30. They got their little authentic grandma sauce. What makes these franchise pasta spots better than them? Outside of they've got name recognition and celebrities pop through.
It's probably most of the name and the recognition.
Yeah, you just paid for the name at that point.
I've heard a lot of good things about the spicy rigatoni.
Italian restaurants are good. But, you know, mom and pops definitely are.
If you got more than one location, I can't trust you. Carbone, you're on the hit list. I do not trust you because you're charging crazy prices. I know for a fact 60 years ago, you was not charging this for pasta. And don't say inflation, because I'm not going to lie, the price of noodles is still fucking dirt cheap. Stop playing with niggas.
Yeah, but tomatoes did not go pasta. Up.
You said what?
They probably make their own pasta.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I go to any Italian spot and they not making their own pasta, I'm going to have questions.
Yeah, so that's
I'm not
going
to an Italian spot to eat boxed pastas.
Well, that's how you want them to charge, apparently. But hell if no, they're making their own noodles, then it makes sense. If they're making their own sauce,
hell no,
it makes sense. If they're making everything by scratch, it makes sense.
That shit is dirt cheap. Pasta is dirt cheap. Sauce is dirt cheap. You mashing tomatoes and fucking olive oil
then
in the bag.
Don't go to an Italian restaurant.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to any of these popular ones because they're ripping niggas off. And I do not want anybody to try to keep up with their Joneses and spend money on some shit that's like dumb.
I disagree.
She don't get it. She trying to spend all of your money, Don. She does not get it. Can you hear me? I hope he does. I'll send him this clip right here. This is crazy. Because again,
Don's the one who chooses the restaurants when we go eat Italian.
Even seafood places make sense. Like I said, steak makes sense. Seafood places, it makes sense. It's market price. Like, it's based off what you can get. If you can't get a lot, you got to up the price. I ain't never heard an Italian place say, we out of fucking meatballs, you dumbass niggas. Meatballs do not cost money. They don't ever run out of fucking pasta. Stop letting them play us. That's my take on Italian food being trash. Like, it can be fine dining. There's a lot of shit that can be fine dining. Seafood can. Steakhouses can. Like, little Asian bistros can. Can't have Italian food fine dining. Because it's just too readily available and affordable to ever be fine dining.
Hmm. Interesting.
Agree to disagree.
No, like, you're dead the fuck wrong. Like, get a grip.
I'm not.
What about, like, but so Italian food, like, let's just say devil's advocate, like, they can do stuff with, like, a lot of different, like, seafoods and stuff, too. So can't you get a little crossover and make it fancy?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're getting seafood from your Italian spot, like, you're in the wrong spot anyway. Like, do not go to no fucking seafood spot and get the branzino. Like, what are we doing? You're getting the salmon at an Italian spot? Get a grip. That's not what you're there for.
Interesting.
Trash. I'm thinking about finding every single, like, fine dining Italian spot and, like, leaving bad reviews. Like, that's I've got time
never on my actually hands going there, just ruining their business, though.
I've got time on my hands tomorrow.
God. That's rare for you to have any free time.
Oh, no. Also.
All right, different vibes. How much money do you think a weekend getaway costs with friends versus with a significant other?
I was excited about this one because I heard a conversation on this one and I was like, interesting. I think a quality, and a weekend is like Friday after work, so Friday evening to Sunday afternoon. Like, it's not a long weekend, just regular, ordinary weekend. I think I'd say 500. I say half a G is probably a strong weekend getaway. Depending on where you're going and your budget, you could probably have a solid one with 300. And this is not counting the boarding costs. So whether you B&B or get a hotel, that does not count. This is just like money in pocket when you get to your destination.
Yeah, if you're excluding that, I was going to say like 200 to 400. Just because if you do go to like a fine dining Italian restaurant one night, you might spend $100 just there.
Yeah, and you'd be dumb as dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're staying like at a hotel, you're going to be eating out pretty much every meal. So I think, yeah, probably at least 3 to 5. And then if you add up that boarding at a hotel, man, you could be hitting a G easy.
Yeah, definitely got to leave the boarding out. Hopefully you pay debt in advance. But I feel like it's dinner one night, maybe an activity. And then it's really like activities, maybe like brunch activity, dinner activity type, maybe. And then the last day, probably just like food on the way out. The last day, probably the most casual. The last day, you probably spending under 50 and just getting on the road. It's night one and then day two, where you probably need like 300 to 450.
All right, and that's for
a significant other.
I was going to say, what about with friends? Because I feel like that's a whole different dynamic because you're not even paying for two people. It's only you.
I was going to say, with friends, it's a tale of two tapes. Because with friends is, you're only paying for one person, but are you going out and like drinking at a different rate? Because if it's like you going out and drinking, you might drop a little more. But if it's like just a real casual chill weekend, you're on Lincoln, getting some good food, getting casual drinks, a couple activities, you might be able to do that for like 150, 200, honestly.
Yeah. Hopefully, if I'm going out with friends, we don't really have to buy much. They're going to hold themselves out.
Oh.
But not I. I'm going to be at the table.
Anything is being said.
Sure. We believe that for sure.
should.
Yeah, probably like 200, like 200 to 300, depending on that. It also depends if you're at a hotel or Airbnb, because if you're at an Airbnb, you could definitely hit a little grocery store, get some food on the to have at the house, you know, make your life a little bit easier.
I'm not even gonna lie, I actually hate that. I get it, but like, it's like, damn, I'm on vacation, I'm not trying to have to cook anything. Like, I'll spend a you couple
do a nice extra a nice Italian family meal, nice little Sunday meal with everybody.
I'll spend a couple extra dollars to go like out to eat, but definitely no more than like, we went crazy in Raleigh, but that was just a drinking weekend. I'm probably saying 300 probably max for like a weekend with friends, and then it would probably be, I'd probably try to have it 500 max for a weekend away with a significant other. Over 500, I kind of got a question, like, what are we doing? Like, I would need to see the reasoning on why this went over 500 in 2 days.
Well, you know, yeah. You go to nice fine dining Italian spots for brunch, and then dinner, do a little lunch.
Not for brunch. Like,
yeah, I can add up real quick.
Who goes to Italian for brunch? You'd be a weirdo.
It's fine dining. You wouldn't even be able to comprehend what's going on, dude. They're going crazy. You ever had a breakfast pizza? Crazy.
I do enjoy breakfast pizza, okay.
All right, what do we have? What is a more valuable job trait? Loyalty to a company or job performance? I think
job performance.
10 out of 10.
Yeah,
times.
You can be loyal all you want to a company, but if you don't have good job performance, they don't give a shit.
I disagree. I see a poll on LinkedIn. My boys hate me because I'm on LinkedIn like other niggas are on Facebook. I guess I'm an old head now. I've seen a job post, and there's one girl that I like to follow. She's pretty cool. She's a super recruiter, damn near. I think it's loyalty. And here's why. Here's why I think it's loyalty. Job performance matters. Job performance definitely matters. But I think loyalty matters to a company a little more, because the better you perform, the more money you're going to want. They're not going to give you that. The niggas who perform like right underneath you, who are like a little better than average, the good employee, you can be a great employee and you're probably going to at some point become disgruntled or like a problem, because you're going to want more money for being a great employee. The good employees who are loyal, that's like a company's dream. They're good enough to where they can do the job and you can dump other tasks on them without ever having to pay them extra money. They're not worried about pressing you about extra money because they're loyal to the company. Those are the type of people that think they're going to be employees forever, and like they get their fucking like bumper stickers and shit like that for their company that they work for. Lame ass shit. But they're not going to have to worry about giving them a pay raise. They're not going to have to worry about them coming for a pay raise. That loyalty, good employee, I think outweighs great job performance. And it's solely because of money. At the end of the day, this company, this world is capitalist. The great employees, they got a time in their head where it's like, hey, I'm going to need more money or I got to go elsewhere. The good employees who are loyal, they'll ride by whatever you're paying them because they think they're making enough. They like the company. The company cares about them, even though they do not give a fuck. So I'm saying good employee, loyal employee, jobs probably like a little more, care a little more about than the best performers, because the best performers always leave.
So you should have like worded that differently, because if I'm reading like what is a more valuable job trait, I'm like, yeah, my performance is way more valuable than like my loyalty.
Yeah, y'all was looking at it as like an employee. I meant like, what do we think jobs value more? I think, I think the jobs value the good or loyal employee. Because it's like, it's not like a yes man, but you got like a, he's one of the good ones.
Okay,
like,
but
you got a company man.
I'm thinking,
you got a company man.
I'm thinking of like a CEO looking into like each of his different little locations. And being like, okay, but why is Bob doing so poorly? And then that manager is like, but he's super loyal. And then that CEO is like, okay, but why is he doing so bad?
No, I agree. You cannot be a bad performing employee. You've got to be loyal and good, just not like best performing. I'm saying if you got 15 employees, you perform 8 or 9 out of them and you're loyal, they probably care more about you than 13, 14, 15. Because 13, 14, 15 got a conversation with a raise coming or they got an exit plan coming. Because one of the two going to happen. If they know they the best employees in your company, they're going to want more money or they're going to go somewhere else and get that money. The dudes who 9, 10, they good. They not really pressed because, like, I do the job well. I'm not the best here. So they probably not bugging you for money, but also they've got no intention of leaving. So, like, you can trust them to just keep doing their shit.
I got contacted by Restore this past week because I have great job performance, just not loyalty. And I got asked to be a GM in Palm Beach Springs, Florida.
And what happened?
I ignored it.
Because you left them because you needed more money. You was overperforming. Them loyal employees who doing okay, I bet they sitting right there chilling right now.
But that's because I was an assistant and I wanted more. But they want me to be a GM. And it's absolutely not because fuck Restore.
Mm.
Damn. Yeah. The switch up when she's back there in like 2 months is going to be crazy. She's going to be like, guys, I'm moving down to Palm Springs, Florida. It's going to be sick.
That would be sick, but no. I can't make another move like that soon.
What do you mean, dude? Your life is an oyster.
Mm.
You can travel the world.
No.
Damn, you hate to see it. Before we get into our next topic, we wanted to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of this week's episode, Zencastr. When we first started recording CoreChalk, we were using whatever rinky-dink setup we could, but we realized we needed to step our game up to a legit setup, and that's where Zencastr came in. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log into your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guest. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Trust me, I know. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute it to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use our code PorchDog and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experience we do for all our podcasting content needs. It's time to share your story. Honestly, they have a free plan too if you need it. It's just as good. Shout out to Zencastr and let's get back to the episode.
Let's slide into this week's top five then, shall we? We are doing the top five ways to spend your weekend.
Okay, number one, get some good food. If you can get a good like meal to start the weekend, that's pretty straight. Number two, although I hate it, at some point you have to adult, so I would say getting your chores out the way early. That's a good weekend because then you have the rest of your weekend. Number three, mindless TV. Like, that's always a good weekend. Number four, a leisure outdoor activity, even if it's just like a farmer's market or a little like fucking like art walk or some bullshit, like something outdoors, solid. And then number five, a couple of drinks. Can't go wrong with a couple of drinks.
Cool. I said one, chilling, doing nothing. Two, a weekend getaway. Three, good eats, drinks. Four, being on a boat. And five, doing errands or like grocery shopping.
Don't what hate being on the boat.
What is, how are you guys saying that your ideal like top five ways to spend your weekend is to do chores and to go like run errands? How is that enjoyable?
Because five, that's my number five for a reason, because it's the last thing I want to do. But it's also very essential to make sure you have a good week coming up.
It is. Yeah, get out the way early and now you'll have a good weekend.
But, like, how is that the top five way to spend your... Like, in my mind, what you should be doing is only fun things, not chores. If you're, like, setting... If you're, like, top five ways to set up your weekends for success or your future week for success, maybe.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Maybe you're not wrong. I'll still win, but you might not be wrong.
But I don't mind running errands. It's fun. Like depends going
errands, I guess.
To Target. Getting shit.
That doesn't sound like an errand. That sounds like a little trip.
Sound like an errand.
But it's an errand to me.
Okay.
All right. Number one, just chilling, like having a nice couch day. You watch some nice rom-coms or rom-droms if that's what you're into. Number two, I love going on a nice walk with the dog. Me and Anna just walking the dog around the neighborhood, just getting lost in places. Number three, anytime you go to like an old outdoor restaurant when you got nice weather, can't beat that. Number four, if you're close enough, doing a little beach trip, have a nice little beach day. And then number five, just making some cocktails, hanging out, just vibing, enjoying the nice weather. No errands on that list. No errands on this.
I can't lie. The beach trip is pretty solid. I'm not mad at the beach trip. If I golfed more, that would definitely have made the list. I just can't get into it, honestly.
How far are you from the beach? Can you drive? It's probably a couple of hours, right?
I mean, you can drive, but it's like 4 hours.
Yeah,
we're like on the other side of North Carolina.
Well, I mean, for you, you wake up at 3, 4 a.m., you just throw Mariah and Regis in the car, and you're ready to go. You'll get there by 8.
We can have a whole day.
Any honorable mentions you guys have for that?
Cooking. Cooking should have made the list because we try to cook on our weekends. So that's a pretty solid one.
Yeah, that nice little barbecue, little cookout.
Yeah. Big thing lately has been the farmer's market and just hitting the like seafood spot because they've got like fresh seafood, like locally sourced. So that's pretty solid. It's getting a little pricey, but it's pretty solid. I'm gonna have to talk to him like, hey, I need a discount every 3 weeks, 10% off or something.
I say, listen, be like, listen, I'm here often. Like, what are we doing here? You know, yeah. You know me, I know you. What are we doing?
He did give me a discount last weekend. He cut it to like supposed to be like $15.80, and he cut it to $13 flat. He was like the friend's discount because I think I've seen your face around a couple of times, and I was like, hey, don't tell me that. I'll start popping by more often.
All right, let's hop into real ones only. Post topics, topics, talking, whatever you got on your mind.
What are real ones only topics?
You had thoughts about Teen Mom and Jersey Shore franchises.
Yeah, it's crazy. I still watch Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore Family Vacation, I'm 2 seasons back, just getting called back up. Crazy. I do not understand how they were able to make a lifetime income off of 6 dummies put in a house 15 years ago. But it's worked. It's worked perfect for them. So I'm almost jealous for Jersey Shore. And then Teen Mom, I feel bad saying it. I absolutely thought they was all going to ruin their lives. Like, you had a baby at 15, 16. Like, I thought your life was toast. You got a TV show out of it. You got, like, brand deals. Y'all became, like, instantly popular. And now you're like in your 30s and you're back. That's goated. Low key, like, Shorty should have got pregnant back then. Like, your life would have been set. Shorty should have been popping out kids at 12 years old. And right now at 29, they'd be good.
Yeah. So are you telling me that Teen Mom is just, they're back for like a newer version, but it's just like an adult mom now?
They got like Teen Mom like retreat. And there's like tons of drama apparently. Like, I don't know what they call it. But yeah, it's
Like mom, Teen Mom OGs or something like that.
Yeah, that's like, some shit like that.
They're all like popular influencers now. They like have their own businesses. Fucking Farrah Abrams is like does other reality TV shows. Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Teen Mom is all over the place.
Yeah, it's like actually insane.
A few years ago, I was actually looking at their lives because I like was watching the Teen Mom OG, and I was like, I really should have gotten pregnant in high school.
Oh my gosh. You probably would have been set for real.
Yeah.
They rebooted Teen Mom Young and Pregnant back in 2018.
Yeah, like these niggas is getting fucking rich off of their bad pregnancy. Off their bad decisions. This,
like, encourage other young children to be like, oh, I also should have a kid and try to get on TV now.
Yeah.
They don't really have it for like new teen moms.
That's true.
If you did it for that reason, you'll be just sad and pregnant. Yeah,
you gotta be like that era of Teen Mom to have any relevance now.
Yeah.
So I looked this up, so who knows? Could, but this is from .edu, so I have to think there's some truth to it. Yes, our most important finding is that the introduction of 16 and Pregnant, along with its partner shows Teen Mom and Teen Mom 2, led to noticeably reduced the rate of at which they gave birth. Interesting. So might have actually stopped like, that.
If you watch Teen Mom back when it was on, these shorties' lives was fucking dog shit. Like, it did not glamorize it. This shit did not look fun. Shorties was struggling. They had baby daddies who was not involved. They was getting in fights. Shorties was getting kicked out the house. Like, there was nothing glamorous or fun about Teen Mom. If you were, like, thinking, oh, I'm going to have a baby and shit's going to be sweet. Nah, that shit was a mess.
I wonder how much you got paid to be on Teen Mom.
Probably not a lot. Yeah, I'm going to say, like, 500 an episode.
Ooh, does anyone know how much they made? There was rehab? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, nah, their lives was crazy. I think one of their husbands or baby daddies died too. Like, it was crazy, man.
Ferris.
A few thousand for Ferris the first died? Few seasons.
Yeah, before the child was born.
Oh, okay. And you said what, Eric?
Apparently, they only made a few thousand in the first seasons. I think they got 5,000 for 16 and Pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made most of their money from, like, being ambassadors and shit.
Yeah. It had to be after the show, for real.
Yeah. Damn. That's crazy. Yeah, Jersey Shore, I always just see they're always like, we're back again for another family vacation. I'm like, how many times are they going to do this?
Right. Isn't Ron on it now?
He comes back. Sammy's also back. Sammy's finally back and Ron's back. And Ron, it was like a nightmare for like the first three seasons of Family Vacation. So,
well, he was in like a really bad relationship at one point. That girl.
Yeah, I think he was the bad in that relationship for real.
Well, like, that makes
but
sense.
But I mean, we've seen him with Sammy for like years and we knew he was a monster.
The one who like really, the two who really made the most out of it were fucking DJ Pauly and fucking Vinny. Like they had a TV show. Pauly's like a big time DJ doing all stuff now.
Yeah, but Pauly was rich before the show. He was like already a famous DJ. Fucking Snooki and JWoww did decent because they had a couple of
TV show too.
They had a couple of spinoffs, I think.
Yeah, jeez, yeah, they were fucking milking them for everything.
Yeah, literally inside.
Other one, your ginger ale and cranberry juice. What's going on with this?
Yeah, I got to chill on that ginger ale and cranberry juice. I enjoy ginger ale. I used to love cranberry juice. I'm a cranberry vodka with a splash of Red Bull guy if I'm just trying to get something real, like, simple at the bar. So I feel like anytime I drink cranberry, it, like, automatically, like, gives me a hint of vodka. And it's starting to get like that with, like, ginger ale because I'm a ginger whiskey. And it's like, I don't know. When I drink plain ginger ale, I'm like, almost feels like I'm drinking.
That does get a little dicey, but man, a whiskey ginger is an elite drink. Let me tell you.
Oh my gosh, we just ordered from this company called like Nowadays or something. It's like THC alcohol, like, but it's not alcohol. It's like a THC replacement for alcohol. So you take shots of it. And I'm pretty excited because maybe I'll drink less. Yeah, instead of taking shots, you're like basically taking shots of THC.
I was going to say, you're like replacing one addiction with another.
Yeah, but it would be
well, you know how that goes. That's interesting.
Yeah, I will.
So like, so you're not going to drink, but like, why don't you just smoke then?
Because it will like make you feel like you're drinking.
Yeah, like, that's, like, addiction 101.
Instead of just smoking, like, you could just, like, rip shots of water, but you're like, no, I need some other product that has THC in it, but I can feel like I'm fucking ripping shots.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Jesus.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Does this mean we have a little preview for your are you guys gonna do signature cocktails at your wedding, or one of them gonna be this whiskey ginger or like a vodka cran?
No, hell no.
It's free open bar, right?
You said what?
It's cash free bar
open bar.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's open for everyone outside of you.
Yikes.
Let me get your last opinion before we get into music and TV, since this aligns. Where are you guys at on this Kendrick Lamar Drake beef?
You said what?
The Kendrick and Drake beef. What are your thoughts?
Kendrick is definitely winning. I don't even think it's close. I'm a little over the beef, low-key. Because after Euphoria, I think, honestly, it probably should have stopped. Because I was like, anything after that is probably now downhill. That was, like, the peak. So I don't know how tapped in I am into, like, the downhill of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care anymore, but it's good music, so whatever. They can keep beefing.
Yeah, I think at this point, we either need some new stuff or we need some, like, hardcore proof if we're just going to keep going back and forth saying one's a pedophile and the other one's a woman beater. Like, either show something else or, like, probably just done here.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. People keep saying, oh, this is the end of Drake's career. I'm like, Drake will be fine. Really, this will be...
This is not going to cancel album. Drake.
No. Unless it comes out that he's a pedophile. Who knows?
Oh, I'm not going to lie. Drake should have been canceled. I'm actually surprised. I was actually just talking about this the other day. One of my boys who was talking about the beef. And he was saying, like, people think Kendrick is, like... People who like Kendrick are, like, the, like, rap lyricists or, like, take rap too serious, this, that, and the third. And then we were talking about Drake a little. And he was like, yeah, I don't think anybody will ever cancel Drake or would cancel Drake. And I was just saying, like, honestly, you can think what you want about Kendrick, but I think we have some real thoughts to think about Drake. It's been known for years that this nigga has, like, made a name out of hitting up other rappers' girls, other celebrities' girls. It's been known for years that this nigga be hanging out with, like, literally kids, contacting literally kids. And the part that I'm the most confused about is how he still has women supporters. Because everybody was dogging Tory. Did we forget Drake took Tory's sign and was, like, shouting out Megan for being a fucking liar on that track? Like, if we hate Tory, why we don't hate Drake just as much?
Well, it all goes back to how people still not hate Chris Brown after he fucking boxed up Rihanna. And they were like, ah, it's fine now.
It's honestly fucking crazy, yo. You know what it comes down to? I hate to be that guy. It's black woman, man. Black woman, they done seen it, they done heard about it somewhere, and they're willing to forgive this because it happened to a black woman. If these was a white woman this was happening to, these niggas would be so canceled. They shit would be toast. Chris Brown literally beat up Rihanna. Beat her up. And then was able to sell niggas 43 song albums. Why the fuck was anybody listening to 43 songs from Chris Brown at one time?
Multiple times. Not once. That's crazy. Multiple times. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Morgan, what are your thoughts on Chris Brown out of curiosity? You hate to see it.
I'm going to say no comment.
Damn.
Oh my gosh.
She's sitting front row. I heard one of his more recent tours.
No.
Yeah, that's like...
I wouldn't spend my money to go see Chris Brown.
That's at least a good decision.
Gosh, she's just waiting outside to be let in. That's what her hope was.
No.
Any last final thoughts? We'll wrap it up.
I'm good.
Cool. Let's do some music and TV recommendations.
Excuse me.
All right, TV, music. I'm going to go National Anthem, Lana Del Rey, because I haven't really been listening to music.
I used to like that.
Yeah. I heard it again this past weekend, and I was like, all right, cool. And then...
You're really going to go with the National Anthem. That would have been pretty funny.
Show-wise, Interview with a Vampire.
Whatever the fuck that devil worship is, ignore. I'm going to go Show-wise, Party Down South. Me and Mariah are back on that. Mariah's never seen it. And it was like literally the country version of Jersey Shore. Goes crazy. It might be more ratchet and more degenerate. So Party Down this? South. Fucking TV-wise. Not TV. Music-wise. All I've been listening to is Future, honestly. So I'll go with Gracious.
You've been on big Future kick last couple of
weeks. Yeah, that's like the only thing. That's the only music I've heard for like the last 3-4 weeks.
Damn. Music-wise, I'm going to go Samara Sin, Green Eyes Freestyle. And also, just for the bit, Kendrick Lamar featuring Drake, Poetic Justice. I feel like that's just great. TV-wise, I was watching Bridgerton with Anna. I had a lot of thoughts about it, so shout out to Bridgerton. And with that being said, we're going to wrap this podcast up. Thank you for listening. As always, you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Porch Talk, No A. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Here's on Spotify. Watch on Spotify. Watch on YouTube. Subscribe over there. Leave reviews. Do the whole damn thing. We will catch you next time. Peace.